Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at EmpowerPayments.com. That's EmpowerPayments.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now let's go to Deron Cherry. Deron, good morning. How are you?
Steven, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
Did I hear you had a rant this morning?
A little bit, you know. Had to get some stuff off my chest. Apparently still getting stuff off my chest in the commercial break, too, apparently. But, Deron,
I did hear something on the phone.
You tell me then. You watched this team. You saw them lose 12-9 in overtime to the Giants. What went wrong?
Well, of course, there's a lot of things that went wrong. Number one, offensively, you can't score touchdowns. That's problematic. You got to be able to put the ball in the end zone. You can't kick field goals. And that's how you beat a team like the Giants, who historically, over the last few weeks, have played pretty bad football. So anytime you allow a team to hang around, chances are they're going to start to get some confidence and feel like they can win the football game. And, you know, that's exactly what happened yesterday, unfortunately. But, you know, we've got some things we need to work on for sure to get us back to where we were playing early in the year, like we were playing early in the year.
Do you think that the wind was, I mean, like, how much of a excuse or reason was the wind for how bad things were offensively yesterday?
Well, they had to play in it too. So, whenever you have bad conditions like that, you just have to suck it up. You can't use excuses, whether the weather conditions, because the other team has to play in those same conditions as you. I would say this, you know, one thing I think this football team needs to do is, you know, get an identity of what they want to be. And unfortunately, early in the year, we were running the football extremely well, and we were committed to running the football and having a balanced attack. And it just seems to me that we've kind of gotten away from that, and now we're going back to the old, you know, trying to throw the ball. I think we opened up the game with four straight passes. We didn't run the ball, not one time. You have to set the tone, and that tone comes from your guys up front. And if you're going to play finesse football and throw the ball, you know, to me, you got to be physical and you got to set the tone early. I like to see us run the ball a little more effectively, or just run it, period, to get these guys in the mentality that, you know, you got to be a physical football team, because as we get into these months where the weather is a problem and is a concern, you're not going to be able to throw the ball in inclement weather. You got to be able to run the football, and we need to do a better job of that.
Okay, so we were having this conversation a little bit earlier about Terrence Mitchell. Not that he's a Pro Bowl caliber corner, but I had seen enough of him that I liked him, and I thought he had some upside, and he showed the ability to bounce back after giving up a big play, and showing that he had the right attitude of a successful corner and a skill set that led him to make some big plays and big interceptions early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just he's gone. And, you know, Kenneth Acker is out there, and then Philip Gaines is out there. What do you think happened with Terrence Mitchell?
I don't know. You know, he's going to get the majority of the action, who's ever on that side, because Peter's been on the other side. They, you know, they haven't gone after him as much, even though over the past few weeks they've gone after him. Certain teams have gone after Peters. I just don't know what's going on with that position. I mean, it just seems like we're having a revolving door. We need to pick somebody and be consistent with them. I thought Terrence Mitchell played more consistent football than anybody that's been out there in that position. I mean, teams are going to attack him, and that's exactly what the Giants did yesterday. As soon as, you know, Gaines got in the game, they went after him. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but those things happen. You got to stand up and be able to make plays, and it's unfortunate. But let's go back to the real crux, I think, of the issue is we are not generating a pass rush in order to protect those guys on the outside. When we've seen it for 3 or 4 weeks in a row where the quarterback has been able to stand back there in the pocket and just roam around, there's no way a defensive back is going to be able to cover a wide receiver that long a time when the rush is not getting there. If you look at the game last night between the Eagles and the Cowboys, those defensive backs from the Eagles are playing tight on their receivers because they know that they got a rush that's capable of getting there every single play and forcing the quarterback into making some bad throws. We just don't see that with our defense, and especially our front four is not being able to generate any kind of pass rush against the quarterback.
Let's go back, though, to the offensive side. And you mentioned, you know, getting back to running the football. What do you see as the biggest problem in that regard, and why haven't they been able to sustain a good running attack the last few weeks?
I think it's a mentality. I mean, you have to tell those big guys up front, you know, you set the tone. Every football team that I've played on, you know, the games that or the good teams are the guys where they win is up front. The battle is up front in the line of scrimmage, and the guys that are able to run the football consistently, not when they want to, but when they have to run the football, they can run the football. It just seems like we don't have that same type of commitment to running the guy. If he gets stopped for 1 yard on a running play, you know, immediately the next play it's going to be a pass. You have to be consistent and really commit yourself to running the football. We have a great running back, but I don't think we're utilizing him or giving him the opportunities he needs to break off big plays. You see it time in and time again, week in and week out in the NFL. Yeah, you might get stopped 3 or 4 times, but maybe that fifth time that guy breaks it for 20 or 30 yards, and that's the difference. The Eagles last night were committed to the run, and what happened to them in the second half, all of a sudden they started busting open big runs. There's a certain commitment that has to be made in order for you to be successful in the running game.
Deron Cherry is our guest. All right, so moving forward, this team has a 2-game lead over the Raiders and the Chargers, 3-game lead over the Broncos. They obviously control their destiny to win this division, and they're going to have a major collapse not to win the division. Although the Raiders, that won't be easy. They already lost to the Raiders, and the Chargers are playing better football. Where do we go from here? I mean, I think they're still going to win the division, but you can see the ceiling of what this team can accomplish now, and that being maybe winning a first-round playoff game, and then hitting that same roadblock in the divisional round. What do you do this point for? Because you're not going to play any team that is really considered a playoff team from now to the end of the season. It's almost like we got to wait to see what happens in the playoffs to judge whether or not they can turn things around properly.
Well, first of all, we're not even to the playoffs yet. And I think this team needs to focus on the game at hand. And, you know, Marty used to always say, take it one game at a time, then everything else sorts itself out at the end of the year. And that's probably true with this football team. I think they need to take it 1 week at a time. You know, they've got the Buffalo Bills coming in. They had a terrible game yesterday. So they're going to come in and want to show that they're a better football team than what they've been displaying, and we're in the same boat. So it should be a good, physically tough football game. The Bills are a team that's used to playing in, you know, tough conditions up in Buffalo, and so it should be a good game. I mean, this football team has to get the mindset that they're going to be challenged every week, regardless of, you know, what it says on the schedule about how weak the teams are that they're playing from a record standpoint, and realize that anybody in any given Sunday in the NFL, we should know that based on what we saw yesterday, that any team is capable of winning a football game. There's talent on the football field, and you got to be prepared to, you know, to make plays. The one thing that I'm really concerned about in some instances is the penalties. You know, we're taking ourselves out of drives and taking ourselves out of big plays because we're committing penalties that, you know, we shouldn't even be committing. And that's a problem, and it's been problematic all year.
What do you make of the quarterback situation with Buffalo, with Tyrod Taylor getting benched, but then coming into the second half after his replacement threw 5 picks? I would assume we'll see Tyrod Taylor at Arrowhead.
I would assume so. I mean, I don't think you'll put a rookie in a situation coming into Arrowhead Stadium. That coach is I think he's smarter than that to come into Arrowhead with a rookie quarterback starting under those conditions. That would not be good for the Buffalo Bills. So I would anticipate Tyrod Taylor starting. I think, you know, there's enough support from his teammates that would warrant him being a starter. And usually when somebody sits down like this and, you know, that quarterback has a chance to sit back and reevaluate his situation, usually the following week he comes out and plays like gangbusters. So, I mean, we've got a lot to be concerned about. I think it's a team we should be, but given the circumstances, you know, you have to be well prepared against a team like the Buffalo Bills, who, you know, have shown during the course of the year that they can be successful.
Daron Cherry is our guest. Daron, I've had a couple of people comment about the lack of physicality of this football team, unable to run the football, unable to stop the run, can't generate a pass rush. Is that something you could solve or turn around in season, or is that something that has to be addressed in the offseason?
Well, I think it all boils down to, you know, if the players honestly look at the film and study the film and see, you know, that there is a lack of physicality, there is a lack of pass rush, there is a lack of, you know, intensity when it comes to tackling and making plays. If you honestly look at the film and study the film and understand that, you know, it's time for the leadership on this team to step up and be accountable. And I think from a standpoint of every person in that room being accountable for being prepared, understanding what, you know, is expected of you during the course of a game. I think you ran a clip earlier about Andy Reid talking about the interception of Alex Smith. We don't know what happened on that play. Maybe it was the receiver's fault. Maybe the receiver didn't get to the right depth, or maybe he ran the wrong route. We don't know that because we don't know what the play was called. But he made an example of saying that when he answered that question. So there's a multitude of things that are going wrong, and that's up to the players to know their responsibility and to be in the right position at the right time to understand how teams are attacking you and to be able to, you know, get a pass rush. It's a matter of effort, and if you're not given the effort, then you need to look inside yourself, and that leadership on that team needs to stand up and get these guys playing the way they're capable of playing, the way they played the first 5 weeks of the season.
That does kind of call into question the leadership on this team a little bit, doesn't it? Especially ever since Eric Berry got hurt with the first game of the year. I know they went on to win four more games after that, but he seemed like he was the real leader on the defensive side of the ball. Do they have an issue when it comes to leadership right now?
Well, it's got to step up. I think that the defense is, you know, when you look at, in my opinion, when you look at, you know, that heart of the defense early in the year, you know, that heartbeat, where is it at? You know, it's that effort. It's, you know, coming up and wrapping up and making tackles and making plays, not just throwing your body into people, but wrapping them up and tackling them for a short game and making sure that you understand your responsibilities. And, you know, that's every single guy's responsibility out there. And, you know, I see times where there's a lot of mistakes that are being made that shouldn't be made. It's a matter of effort and being in the right position at the right time. That's all on film. You can study that and give yourself an opportunity, you know, to be in the right position at the right time by understanding the offense and the formations and down and distance, you know, the tendencies that a team will go against you. That's all about studying film. So it's being able to put yourself in a better position to make plays. But that leadership has to stand up and play a role in that.
Hey, Daron, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is former Chiefs great Daron Cherry. We'll take a break back after this on WHB.